בוקר טוב רבותיי, today is יום שני בשבת קודש, כ"ט באב, ערב ראש חודש אלול, people, big stuff, big stuff. Today is exactly 40 days before יום הכיפורים, the day when the Kaf Chaim says to do another Atar Nedarim. You know that. Why? The Zohar Mefurash says that when a person is chalila menudel shamayim, when a person is excommunicated by heaven for various types of avonot that cause that, even when you take off the nidui, the cherem, whatever it is, your tefillot, not yours, but that person's tefillot are not answered for a minimum of 40 days. Zohar. Therefore, we do hatara, we gather a bedin 40 days before Rosh Hashanah and 40 days before Yom Kippur to take off all nedarim, shvuot, charamim, miduim, whatever, in hopes that by the time we get to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the tefillah will once again start to be answered. But here's the catch, says the Kaf Chaim. After you do the atara, you got to behave. Nachon? Because if you do atara, and then you do more avirot, and you get menudel shamayim again, then you're just sangak. Toast sangak. Nachon? Zeo. Azeo. 40 days before Yom Kippur. מחר משה רבנו עולה לשמיים. משה רבנו goes up to heaven for the third time. ראש חודש אלול. Well, it was really א' באלול, but yeah, you get the point. מכל מקום, זה זה... Oh, this is the shirt. Okay, okay. טוב. Says the Or Lezion, קנו קינתי להשם. Yeah, קנוס. Zealousness. Who said קנו קינתי להשם? No. You're killing me. Kano kineti la Hashem. Eliyahu Navi, you guys are killing me. Midat ha-kanaut, hi tolada shel midat ha-ahava. Interesting, kanaut, you wouldn't think so, but when a person is real kanai, he's a zealot. That is a tolada of the midah of ahavat Hashem. You love Hashem so much, you can't handle stupidity. Now he says, וכמו שכתב רמח"ל בספר מסילת ישרים, בביאור ענפי האהבה שהם גימל, what are the three parts of אהבה, says the רמח"ל, השמחה, הדבקות, והקנאות. Now he says, וזה לשונו, ברוך אתה אדוני אלוהינו מלך העולם שהכל נהיה בדברו. הבנת? Says like this. זה בוס שלנו. Boss. So, Hanaf Gimal, you know, when I was a kid, they used to call the on the Nintendo, on the Game Boy, they used to call the top level boss level. You know, when you get to the hardest, the boss level. Yeah. They still make those? I had a Game Boy, it was this big. Yes, you used to have to blow in the cartridges and put it in and flick it on. Any of you?
No,
not on the screen. I had the boy.
Yes, the Game Boy, yes. Before the Game Boy
Advance. טוב, הענף הגימל הוא הקנאה. שיהיה האדם מקנא לשם קודשו, שונא את משנאיו, hating those that Hashem hates, ומשתדל להכניעם במה שיוכל. And in order, trying to subjugate them, however much you can. I love this. I love the competition with Kol Torah. I love it. You know what I'm talking about? It's gishmak. Ah, surround sound. Kedei shetehiyeh avodato yitbarach na'aset, uchvodo mitrabe. A true ohev Hashem wants Hashem's will to manifest itself in the world. V'hu ma she'amar David alav shalom. Halo misan'echa Adonai esna, ובתקוממך את כותת. דוד המלך says, those who hate you, Hashem, I hate. And those who rise up against you, I shall fight with. Which means דוד המלך says, I will pick fights with whom? With your enemies.
Does Hashem really hate anyone?
Sure.
He's still Jewish.
There are certain traits about them that Hashem hates. Hashem
would,
for us, it's hard to discern that. Tachlit sinas enetim, says David HaMelech, I hate them with the epitome of hatred. David HaMelech, Na'im Zmirot Yisrael, the quintessential lover of Am Yisrael, goes on a hatred rampage against
his enemies,
Hashem's enemies. What do you see from here? What do we call that? Kana'ut. Oh, take it easy. Oh, hold on. Now he says, no, don't yet, you know, take this. You're locked and loaded. Okay, it's time to unleash the hatred rampage. You know what I'm saying? You have to know, in order for the Kana'ut, like Eliyahu Navi, like David HaMelech, like Pinchas, in order for Kana'ut to be real, you know where it has to come from? It has to come from Ahavat Hashem, not Gaiva.
And that's where you get the Roma?
Most Kana'im are fakers because it comes from Ga'ava, not from Ahava. Understood? Yes? I want you to understand that. Kana'ut that I feel superior, and therefore what? You're too lowly, and I'm coming after you. That's Ga'ava. That's not Ahavat Hashem. That's Kana'ut Psula. Kana'ut Kshera has to come only from a place of true Ahavat Hashem and Ahavat Yisrael. That's why Pinchas was the first Kana'i that we see in history, correct? When the Torah, it's interesting. Usually when the Torah wants to speak about a person's lineage, how far does it go? Ploni ben Ploni. By Pinchas, the Torah starts doing what? Why? Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen. Why? Because the Torah was attesting to what? Ben Aaron HaKohen. Ohev Shalom. Virodev Shalom. Ohev Tabriyot. Umkarvan LaTorah. That kind of person, him, he's got license to be a Kana'i. Verstehst? Got it? Otherwise, it's fake. Otherwise, it's Gaiva. You remember Rav Steinman? You remember the story with Rav Steinman? You don't remember. Yes, no? Rav Steinman, Alav HaShalom, was once approached by a certain Menahel from Beit Shemesh. And he said, there was a kid from a divorced home that registered for the cheder, for the yeshiva. Apparently he was an okay kid, whatever. But the parents in the class, they were concerned that because he's from a divorced home, possibly a little bit more modern, that it would be not the best hashpa'ah, not the best, you know, what's the word, huh? Influence on the kids. So Rav Steinman asked, he says, but how's the kid? Is he good, from, whatever? So they say, yeah, he's basically okay. But he's from a little bit more of a modern household. And he says, the parents, you know, the yeshiva is very from. They're afraid it's going to bring down the Rama. They're afraid it's going to bring, you know, all sorts of stories. And Rav Steinman's listening. And all of a sudden, you see, there's a video about this. I saw it. All of a sudden, you see him. And he, you know, Rav Steinman was usually very mellow, very relaxed. And you see him get stiff. You see him get upset. He turns to the receiver, the manal, whatever. He says in Yiddish, "Das is no gaiva." He says, "This is all. This is a big fat gaiva." That's what he said. And the receiver doubled down. He says, "No, no, no. The parents, they're l'shem shamayim. They're afraid that it's going to impact the kids." Rav Steinman says, yeah, I got you. They're afraid of gaiva, gaiva, gaiva. So he told them. He looks him in the eye. And then the reshiva says, no. He thought, you know, he thought he was kind of being, you know, over-exaggerating. So he says, no, reshiva. He told Rav Steinman, they're really concerned about the kids. He says, yeah. Gaiva, gaiva, gaiva. That's what he tells them. He says, I grew up in Vilna. in Vilna. You know what Vilna was in Europe? That was like a stronghold. You think I didn't have modern kids in my class, Rav Steinman tells him? I turned out okay. What did he mean to tell them? Don't fool yourself. Don't be a faker. If you're going to be a kanai, you have to be mushlam in all of your other midot first. The kanaut comes later. You want to go on the sin'at tirade? Like David HaMelech? Be a David HaMelech first. How's that? You want to go on a Pinchas mission after Zimri and after Kozbi, whatever? Let's talk about how to become a Pinchas first before he did that. Pinchas, ben an Azar, ben Aaron HaKohen. Otherwise, it's fake and it's pasul. Verstehst? Yom Tov.